Episode 1, Leading Chaos Podcast. I need a miracle every day. Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. I am Rhea Wincaller, your host of this weekly podcast where we take chaos head on and make it manageable. Chaos is disorder, confusion, and at its worst, pandemonium. No matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, chaos will appear when you least expect it. So let's get started. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This first on-air episode is dedicated in loving memory to all who lost their lives on September 11th, 2001, and to their families and friends who still miss them all so much today. It has been 13 years since four planes took off on a blue sky September morning from the eastern seaboard of the U.S. of A. At 9 a.m. in the morning, I was in my kitchen getting my second cup of coffee. I was at my home base office ready to head out for an errand to mail an information package for a potential client. The client, who was in Virginia, requested to see my response crisis intervention instructor manual. I write crisis intervention trainings and do staff development, but I had never before sent my manual and have never since sent my manual to any potential client. 9/11 taught me that it isn't all out of a manual. I believe in training and practice drills, much like we train and drill during a fire alarm on how to get out of a building and create personal and scene safety. A manual will only provide insight on the crisis protocol. A training polishes our skill, our common sense. As we look back at the events of the day on September 11, 2001, we know that protocols work, but common sense, self-control, and training is what makes a state-of-the-art protocol work. If the human factor in the equation is ignored, and we just rely on an emergency protocol pasted on an office wall, we are ignoring our biggest resource, that which is people. Chaos looks for our vulnerabilities, our missing links, our lack of training and common sense. Chaos will lead us towards disorder and confusion every time it has an opportunity, if we allow it. It was 9 a.m. in the morning. My home phone rang. I waited till the answering machine identified the caller. It was my mom saying, "Rhea, are you home?" I picked up the receiver saying, "Hi, Mom. Are you watching the TV?" she asked. Already, before my mom called, that morning at 7:46 a.m., American Airlines flight number 11 had left Logan International Airport in Boston, Massachusetts, bound for Los Angeles, with 92 people on board. I now imagine this plane likely passed over my rooftop airspace as I was getting my first cup of coffee for the day. I've been on flight number 11 many times to visit my own family in California. I knew the protocol on the plane. By that time in the morning, they had finally gained altitude and sitting back, reading a book, and waiting for your own cup of coffee from the stewards on the plane. At 8:14 a.m., United Airlines flight number 175 left Boston with 65 passengers on board, headed to Los Angeles. A third plane, American Airlines flight number 77, left Washington Dulles International Airport at 8:20 a.m. with 58 passengers, two flight attendants, and two pilots on board, also headed for Los Angeles. And 18 minutes before my mom called, at 8:42 a.m. in the morning, United Airlines flight number 93 departed from Newark International Airport with 44 people. Destination, San Francisco. I replied, "No, Mom, I'm headed out the door for an errand." "Something awful has happened. Sit down and turn on the TV," she said. "Okay. Are you okay, Mom?" "Yes. No, turn on the TV. A plane hit the World Trade Center." "What? No." What I saw on the TV made my stomach churn. There was billowing smoke coming out of the North Tower in a gaping hole. We later learned that flight number 11 had pierced into the upper floors of the World Trade Center. It was 9:05 a.m., and as my mom and I both gripped our phones, not wanting to let go of each other over the telephone line, we watched in horror as a second plane, flight number 175, flew into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. "Oh, no," said Mom. I remember my stomach began to cramp. Maybe it was the acid in the coffee or that queasy feeling I would get when a loved one was hurt. Some EMTs can stomach anything, but for me, when I am connected to the person who was hurt, I get faint-headed. I don't personally know a single person that vanished that day, but like any person with a conscience, you couldn't watch that footage and not ache inside. Less than 40 minutes later, at 9:37 a.m., Flight 77 out of Washington Dulles crashed into the Pentagon. The east coast of the U.S. was going into high alert. At 10:30 a.m., United Airlines flight number 93 out of Newark crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The towers fell, the Pentagon burned, and in a field in western Pennsylvania, that site became a memorial for the passengers of Flight 93 who fought back terror. Over 3,000 people perished that day, and countless more were injured and lost a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a friend, a loved one. Chaos may have ruled that day, but it was only for a fleeting moment. We all became first responders, professional and average citizens united. Together we led chaos towards safety, sanity, and order. My deepest sympathy and sincerest thoughts are with you all today. Please stand by as we take a respectful pause here. I'll be right back to share with you a free resource for you and your family to prepare for an unexpected emergency. Welcome back, and thank you for that pause. Via the Response Training Program's website, which is www.responsetrainings.com, and that is trainings plural with a S, you could go to the resource page and download 3 emergency contact lists that would help you and your family and loved ones set up a to-go package. And the first one on the emergency list is a to-go list, and it sets up a meeting spot if your family becomes separated due to a natural disaster. I often think of this. I have family on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast, and this is a good thing to have in case there is a unfortunate natural disaster. There's also an emergency kit checklist, and it provides a list of what is recommended in having in a ready bag to go. And this is something we all know is a good idea to have in your home or maybe your car. Besides medical needs, it also provides a list of paperwork you might want to consider having copies of. And there is the third thing, which is an emergency phone tree setup. This list helps you create an emergency phone tree for your child, for your family members, on who to call, and it goes down a list. This link can be found in the show notes for this episode of the Leading Chaos podcast, and look for it under title Episode 1, Tribute to September 11th. I want to thank the rock and roll band The Grateful Dead for allowing me to play I Need a Miracle. This song is on disc 2 of a 4-disc CD box set titled The Closing of Winterland, a live concert recorded on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1978. The concert was recorded at Winterland Arena in San Francisco, California. And yes, shortly after this concert, Winterland was closed, but it was not because of this concert, for sure. The full song, I Need a Miracle, is 11 minutes long and 19 seconds. There is a link at the Leading Chaos podcast website to purchase the Closing of Winterland box set, and there you'll be able to find out more about the band, The Grateful Dead. You can also go directly to their online store, which is aptly called www.dead.net. That is DEAD.NET. The full concert at Winterland Arena was around 5 hours, and the audience was served a complete breakfast at dawn, providing an option for everyone to go home with a full tummy and a clear head after a night of celebration, which is an excellent example of creating safety, sanity, and order for a very, very large group of people. Yes, that is leading chaos. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please do subscribe to this podcast. There is so much we can learn from each other on how to successfully lead chaos to safety, sanity, and order. Follow the show on Twitter at Leading Chaos. Your input and thoughts are important to me. Please do leave a review of this episode and show. You can post your comments about this episode on the Leading Chaos Podcast website. This is Rhea Wincoller signing off. As always, be kind, be safe, and exhale. I look forward to leading chaos with you.